here we are looking at the grounds of Mortby Hall, which unfortunately is no longer standing. Besides the remains of Caister Castle you just left, and a few remnants at Gresham, none of my family's great houses remain, though some have been reconstructed in 3D on the Footprints website. In my time, many houses were still built of wood, not yet of brick or stone, but you must not think we lived in a simple fashion. Imagine a 15th century hall with elegant tapestries and fine linen and wooden carvings, set in a courtyard with a garden. Mortby had its own chapel, a great chamber, and a chapel chamber. 15th century houses were moving from the original medieval-style hall made up of one large room to become grander and more comfortable residences worthy of gentlemen. However, for me, it's less the buildings and more the family gossip I remember. Mortby was also a site of some of the family squabbles of my siblings. When he became a young man, my brother John the Elder had a rather strained relationship with my father. He was often in debt and was not as steady as John the Younger.
To my dearly beloved son, Sir John Paston, you did not conduct yourself well in leaving here without my knowledge. Therefore, I am letting you know I was very displeased with you. Your father thought, and still thinks, that I had agreed to your leaving, and that has made me very sad. I believe he will be a good father to you from now on, if you conduct yourself well and do as you ought towards him.
Sir John, however, very rarely conducted himself well. My father refused to let him enter his house after one breach for over a year. Mother tried to be the mediator and reconciler.
I understand that you do not wish your son to be received into your house, nor to be helped by you until the same time of the year he was put out of it last year. For God's sake, sir, have pity on him. And remember, it has been a long time since he had anything from you to help him. I believe he will be more aware of his own failings from now on.
Regrettably, the relationship between my father, John I, and my brother, Sir John Paston II, remained cool for the rest of my father's life. Though my eldest brother could be difficult to live with and did not manage the estates as well as his younger brother would prove to do, there was still much love and affection between my two brothers, and we were very sorry to hear of his death in 1479. John II, along with my brother Walter and my grandmother Agnes, all died of one of the many outbreaks of the plague that we lived through. God rest their souls.
Right, worshipful mother, the bearer hereof can tell you the more pity is, if it pleased God, that my brother is buried in the White Friars at London, which I thought should not have been, for I supposed he would have been buried at Bromham. I have ridden all the way to have brought home my grandam and him together, but that purpose is void now. Also, please it you to understand that whereas you willed me to haste out of the air I am in, it is so that I must put me in God, for here must I be for a season. And in good faith, I shall never, while God sendeth me life, dread more death than shame. And thanked be to God, the sickness is well ceased here, and also my business putteth away my fear.
Let us leave this place. Press pause and rejoin me where we began, in front of my mother's memorial plaque at the church.